Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. So let's talk jobs, careers, business, and finance.
Hey, 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 this is Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host here on She Talk Radio, the radio station that's making a change in communication. We want you to get in on the conversation. We're so glad that you tuned in on this Monday evening to listen to this Shop Talk segment. This evening, we're going to be talking about balancing work and the family. You know, it's a real challenging thing to be a woman out here in the world where you're working full time and raising children and maintaining and managing a household, and possibly managing multiple endeavors in the community. But there are people doing it all the time. Our guest on tonight is Miss Eugenia Yvette. She's a full-time working mom. She's raising six children, and she's still making time to organize power-packed local conferences that empower women. Well, before we get to her, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're so glad that you tuned in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/She Talk Radio to get in on the conversation.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th. 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday, and host of the Real Talk segment of She Talk Radio and Television. I want to encourage you all to tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All you have to do is call 713-955-0481, or you could listen on any mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/She Talk Radio. Get in on the conversation, and let's get real.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
And we are back. Yes, hope you guys got opportunity to hear those great commercials and find out what's been going on. All the way, She Talk touches people in Atlanta. It touches people in Nashville, Tennessee. It touches people all the way down in Alabama. We're hoping to get all the way across these 50 states. So we're here on this Monday evening talking about balance. How do you balance work and family? It's a hard thing. It's not something that anybody can just do, you know, on a whim. But we have a witness on this evening that's here to talk to us about how she does it, and she does it well. So, Miss Eugenia Yvette, we're so glad that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to talk with us here on She Talk Radio at the Shop Talk segment. So our first question on tonight for you, Miss Yvette, is to tell us about the primary work that you do. I know you got a 9-to-5. You got multiple things going on at one time, but you do have a 9-to-5. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this 9-to-5 that you're doing that's helping you support your children as you go forward in everything that you do.
Well, I currently have been employed with Cigna HealthSpring doing various things, mainly primarily customer care for Medicare recipients.
Okay. So also, oftentimes that puts you in a situation. I want to even give a little bit more information, because what I've known about what you do is that you have some flexibility in the kind of work that you do. You sometimes go into a location and you take care of customers who are dealing with their insurance issues, but then there are some times that you get to work at home. How does that work out? How does that work? Do you set that schedule, or do they just put you in there and created that space for you? How did that happen so that you could do both?
Okay. Well, the company itself, they're moving towards more employees working from home. I believe it's probably more of an economic situation for more corporations where you utilize your own space. So for me, it was offered to me prior to this year, but I took it this year because I needed it. And it's very beneficial because I'm in my own home. And I just wake up out the bed, clock in, do my job, and then clock out. So the job does afford you to, if you meet the qualifications and meet the audits, you can work from home. They can trust you to do your job effectively and efficiently.
Look at that. See, that's a beautiful thing right there. There are many women out there that are listed on tonight that are needing some type of flexibility because, you know, we all got to have a 9-to-5. We all have have something that will help us make sure that these babies are fed, whether we have a husband, a king, or not, you know, because that's the case sometimes, and sometimes it's not. And what we all need to know how to do is be able to get out there and find those opportunities. So, see, that's a beautiful thing that you shout out Signal Health Springs, because they're trying, as you said, they're trying to move towards that. They're looking at the fact that women are needing this kind of flexibility. Plenty of
right.
women are excellent, talented people who have gifts and they can take the company forward. But if they give you the kind of flexibility to where you can get up out your bed and you can go ahead and do your job, clock in, and still get a paycheck, that's amazing right there, Miss Eugenia. So tell me, have you enjoyed, has that given you the opportunity to do some of the other great things that you've been working on?
It really has. It's allowed me the flexibility where I can stay focused on my work, and then on my breaks, I'm right at home. I don't have to go anywhere. I can do what I have to do as far as getting prepared for conferences, getting prepared for dinner if I have to. Depending on what the agenda is, I can do it right there on my breaks without having to leave the building.
Look at there. See there? That's amazing. Because, you know, there was once a time that wasn't the case. You know, if a woman wanted a job, she probably had to leave and go somewhere and be gone from her children and have to deal with all the things that a woman might need to deal with. You know, children get sick sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes
right.
things happen at the house. And there's sometimes, you know, a situation of you may not have child care, you know. And these are things that really, really, they affect the woman's ability to meet her full potential. Because she may or may not know that there are avenues, there are outlets available for this type of work. And I'm just so glad that you're one of our witnesses, our testimony on tonight, to tell everybody about what you do. Because I've heard several other women that have gotten into similar work and have been quite successful. So, okay, back to, I know you have 6 beautiful children. I have had the privilege to work with her children and meet her wonderful children. I know you got one child that's even in college. Tell us how you got there. How did you manage to have one child already? You done got him all the way through the threshold, and you done got him into college. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, yes. Well, it's a blessing. He's a sophomore, thank God, playing basketball in Kentucky. And I can't really take a lot of credit other than just praying. You know, as parents, as single mothers, you stated earlier, sometimes we're single parents, and happen to really, not trying to be religious, but pray a lot. I have to pray and fast. And I mean, just be real, do some Musa sessions, some meditation pieces, because it takes all of that. And yes, he is in college now and he's doing great. And my thing to him, whenever I see him, because of course he's a young man, and I have a twin who's well older than him, and I tell them constantly, stay focused. I don't try to beat them and tweak them and browbeat them, because that kind of runs them from me. But I just, when I see them, I tell him I love him, like I say, God bless you, and I say, stay focused, because hopefully in the middle of whatever may come his way while he's away from me and in college with my daughter, while she's out doing her thing, that they'll remember my words in their ear, stay focused. You know, when I think about the poem that you wrote, remember what your mama told you, and that's, you know, just trying to put something in their spirit, in their head, in their ear, so that when things come and temptations and trials come, they can remember what their mama told them, stay focused. So
that's
kind of what I do there. Just trying to put the bug in the ear, pray over and pray with him to keep it moving.
That's beautiful. I mean, because you know how many mothers out there, Miss Eugenia, who are dealing with teenagers or children who have just recently come into adulthood, they don't know what to do. They're totally afraid. I myself am one of those mothers. I just sent my son off to college for his freshman year, and I'm thankful that I've raised a son. I've got two children, but I've raised one to at least, you know, gotten all the way through high school, finished that piece, gotten himself into college. Yeah, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God. But it's totally, like you said, it's a challenge every day. It's totally not easy to be the sole primary breadwinner, to make sure that all of the financial needs are taken care of, you know, and to make sure that everybody's mental, social, and spiritual well-being are covered. It's challenging. And, I mean, I have watched you, you know, for quite a few years now do this.
Press I asked for a minute.
We have been friends for a couple of years now, and we have seen each other go through different things with our children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I always give you a high five because I see you handling it. I see you holding your head up. I see you having your conferences and doing the great things that outside of your 9 to 5. You know, we both have 9 to 5.
To God be the glory.
But to God be the glory. We're able to still have the energy, the stamina, to even go forward and beyond what the 9 to 5 offers. And we do things for the community where sometimes we don't make any money. You know, sometimes we don't bring in any profit, but we are empowering people and we're trying our best to pool our energy and pool our resources and network and bring people in to encourage other people to continue to raise this next generation. Because that's the future, you know, that's totally the future. So I know one thing before we get ready to go to a break, I want you to tell us about, I know I'm from Alabama, and we would call a child that's not the oldest or not the youngest, we would call her the knee baby. That's the word we would use in Alabama. And I know you've got a baby that's, I would call her a knee baby. She looks like she is so incredibly active in the theatrical community, as in she's doing things for churches in Nashville. Tell us a little bit about how that whole thing came about. Did that young child just kind of do, because the other children, they're doing different things, but this one, she's doing some special stuff. Tell us how she got involved in some of those community-based things.
My love, each of my 17-year-olds.
Yes.
The one that played, the one that sews and knits and crochets, that one.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Freedom. Okay.
Freedom.
So, Savannah Love, she's 17. She's getting ready to graduate from high school and go to college, but she's been sewing, knitting, and crocheting. She was like 10, 11, 9, real young, just interested in, I don't know, I was the only child, so I don't really know that middle child syndrome.
Yeah.
But she's always been from birth one of those that I never had to kind of watch. I just kind of just knew that she was going to take over and do things. And she does that. She's very active at church and do the media piece. And she's an artist. So she does the help with the past. And she's assisted with creating the backgrounds for the living parables. So she's just constantly doing something. But I remember we had a come to Jesus a while back. So she said to me one day, she said, so why don't you really want to spend time with me? And why don't you ever want to be with me? And I said, it's not that. It's just of all your siblings, especially your older ones, you're the one that I don't have to worry about. You know, I realized in that, and that's what my other piece of emotional cleansing and balancing comes in at. No matter how great a child is, they still need their parents to affirm and validate and tell them, hey, you're doing awesome, and just spend that one-on-one time. And that was my error until she brought it to my attention, that I would just trust her to handle it. She didn't need me. She just got this. It's the other two that's kind of way in this way and way in that way. They didn't even get her saying, you don't do that, and you went through it like this. But she was just always doing
the right thing.
She's very dependable, can do it. But she told me how she felt about that, so I had to change my way of dealing with her, because she is awesome. I mean, she's sewing.
Mm-hmm.
She just made a, I don't know what you call it. She gave me the technical name for it, but she made a little dummy, you know, a body, actual body out of tape, out of masking tape. She made a mannequin, and she's going to make her own prongs up for a senior year, and she's going to sew it. She just told me, I just bought me a new sewing machine. She bought one from her job, worth the Goodwill, but she bought a brand new one. I'm sick of it. She got tired of spending money for used sewing machines. She just bought a new one. So talks about sewing her own prom dress, and she knits and she crochets. I'm trying to get her to make money. She said, Mom, I'm focused on school, not money. So I'm trying to get her to put stuff on my website, and she doesn't want to do that either. So I understand, I respect it, but I'm like, girl, you can be making your own money, you know,
while
you're
nothing. That's a gift right there.
It is.
Look at
it.
That's amazing. Oh, see, that's what I wanted to hear you talk about, because, see, people get to feeling overwhelmed sometimes, Miss Eugenia. They have children. I just have two, but I have several, you know, relatives and friends that, you know, they have more than two, you know, and I know how easy it is to just feel like you're at your wit's end trying to get everybody on track and keep everybody going on the right path, and you have this lovely baby that's doing all these fantastic things. Seemed like it just came out of nowhere. But see how God, he's beautiful. He's so beautiful. He put that baby in your life. You one gave birth to her. You gave birth to that beautiful gift. And you know just what to give her. You knew just what to give her. Even when you didn't know what to give her. And see how it presented itself to where she had a conversation with you. You see what I'm saying? And you was able to find out that, okay, this is what she's into. And you got right in there and began to support her. This is what we want mothers to know. We want mothers to hear that. We want women who are out there in the audience who might be listening or tuned in on tonight, whether they're in Atlanta, whether they're in Nashville, whether they're in Birmingham, whether they're in Scandinavia, wherever they might be. We want women to understand that it is so important for us to balance what we do with our families, because we are preparing this next generation for greatness, and we can't miss out on what it is that's in them. So that's why I wanted to bring that up, because I've seen you do great things. I've seen you put even your children who were kind of on the line. You had a couple episodes with, you know, one I know I saw, but I saw how you handled that. And even with this baby who haven't given you problems, you still figured out a way to encourage her so that she can come up to her full potential. This is so powerful, you know, and that's what this whole segment is about. She Talk Radio, it's not just one little show. My little show is on Monday night, but this show is five nights a week. And every night we're saying something in the vein of self-help and empowerment, trying to talk to women who have children, who are even if they're not the biological children, raising folks, you know what I'm saying, to be great and to do great things. But before we get ready to go into our second part of our interview on tonight, because, I mean, I appreciate you for being here, Miss Eugenia, and everything that you're saying. I know for a fact somebody's being blessed right now. But what we're going to do is we're going to transition real quick, and we're going to take us a quick commercial break. And we will be right back, so stay tuned.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio and Television. And as you know, I speak out against domestic violence on my show. Well, I've been given this privilege on another platform. I will be the guest speaker at the 3rd Annual Celebrity Purple Raindrops and Masquerade Ball. This event will benefit and honor domestic violence victims and survivors. Come out and show your support on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland L. Vinard Conference. Let's be a symphony of voices against the violence.
This is Taomi Ray, and I'm the host of the Shop Talk segment, the spot where we talk jobs, careers, education, and opportunity. I invite you all to get in on the conversation on Shop Talk, happening every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You can call in at 713-955-0481. Again, that's 713-955-0481. Or you can listen on your computer or perhaps your mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Remember, We have a date every Monday. I'll see you soon.
She Talk Radio and Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, and we are back. I hope you guys got an opportunity to listen to those commercials and find out a little bit more about what She Talk is doing, you know, throughout the South and throughout the country, to be specific. We're moving along, and we are thankful for everyone who has tuned in or who is thinking about tuning in or who wants to call in. Remember, you can always call in and make a comment. That area code is 713. The number is 955-0481. 713-955-0481. So we are here again at the Shop Talk segment, and we are with our fabulous guest, Miss Eugenia Yvette, who is a phenomenal motivational speaker. She is a mother. She is a minister. She is a powerhouse in the community, doing great things, letting it be known that it is possible to balance work and the family. So, Miss Eugenia, while we got you still here, we want you to tell us a little bit about, because I heard about your 9-to-5. I heard that you go clock in for somebody, and you sometimes work from home, and sometimes you go into their location. But I know for a fact there's a lot of other things that you have been doing in the community. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Emotional Cleansing Conference and the T-shirts and things that you have connected to your brand, things that you're trying to spread so other folks can catch a hold to it. Tell us about it, Mr. Jean.
Okay, well, I appreciate the opportunity. Emotional cleansing is something that was birthed out of my reality. And if you can find out more about that is by visiting my website, eugeniaevent.com. But it gives a little autobiography about my life, a bio about who I am and what caused emotional cleansing, with a brief moment. So a lot of times life for me has been full of just interesting situations. And after being divorced more than once, realizing that if you start off something wrong from the beginning, you can't expect it to straighten out. Usually you have to just kind of do the homework and do the work. And that's where emotional cleansing comes in at with the conference that I host. I'm just teaching individuals. I'm partnering up primarily, not really teaching, because, you know, a lot of us, we know what we need to do, but sometimes we don't want to do it, and just having that extra boost and, hey, you know what you need to do. Let's just do it. I'll be your accountability partner, and let's do what we got to do. So that's what emotional clarity comes in, dealing with getting rid of the garbage and the junk and getting healed first before we go on to other avenues. Because brokenness begets more brokenness, you know, and you hear that stuff all the time. You know, you have birth of a set of blood together, or, you know, you messed up, you get someone else messed up, you know, and those things are true, but we don't always think about it because sometimes we think we're okay and we're really not okay, you know. So that's what emotional cleansing is about. And this next conference, I'm working on two pieces. They're going to be two different events. One is For the Lover in You, based off the Shalamar song, For the Lover in You. And it's basically dealing with emotional cleansing with couples, dealing with learning how to take time for 10. That's my theme, taking time for 10. And that's on our shirts, emotional cleansing shirts. And that's just learning how to just take out 10 minutes of your day just to stop everything you're doing. And if you have to reset, regroup, refocus, rebuild, just turn it completely off, like a hard reset. Sometimes computers need to be reset, and that's kind of where the emotional cleansing piece comes in with the taking time for 10. And with the For the Lover and You conference, is dealing with couples, showing them how to take time for 10 together so that they can rebuild, recharge, and regroup their relationships. But sometimes relationships just need a reset. Hard reset, you know, and that's what it's about. It's going to be primarily for couples. I would love just married couples only, but some people are not married yet, but getting ready to get married. They need that. And there's going to be some predominant people here to teach. They have their degrees and therapy and counseling, so it won't be me facilitating. I mean, I'll be facilitating, but I won't be the one doing all the instruction. Right. It's a stress of everyday fact of life. And sometimes we can do individual self-healing and self-affirmation, but sometimes couples need to come together and say, hey, this is a good event. It ain't about we're going up under no shrink's office. We're, you know, we do sometimes need to go to the office of a counselor, but this is an event, a fun event. It's not like you're in some little office where you, someone's listening to your problems. You're going to be there with other couples, with good music, live music, good food, literature on how to better your relationship, on how to take time for 10, the little exercises. So that's the first, the next conference, one of the next conferences is coming up soon. And then the other one is dealing with stress, how to react and how to eliminate stress, because stress is an everyday part of life, as I stated. And all stress is really not bad.
Right.
But it is part of life, and we have to know how to balance it. We deal with breathing techniques, and that goes back with the taking time for 10. So that's in a nutshell, specifically for couples. You know, because it's nothing like seeing great people going to the next level in their relationship.
Right.
And sometimes people need that boost, just like we need personal boost. Sometimes couples need that boost, you know.
Right.
You don't have to always end in divorce or separation. Right. You know, you can have fun with other couples and realize you're not the only one on the planet having the same issue, you know.
That's
what it's all about, learning and enjoying learning what we need to do to help ourselves and become better and be more aware of, you know, everything.
Well, that's a beautiful thing because, you see, particularly we as women who may or may not have husbands at the point in time, when we do meet people that want to come into our sphere of influence, we have to take time for 10. That, I think that means take 10 minutes. Take 10 minutes. Take a deep breath.
Right.
You know, take up some time to evaluate that individual that's trying to come into your sphere. Make sure that they're worthy and make sure that they can work with you and you can work with them. I love the concept of the emotional cleansing because we do, Miss Eugene, we bring in a lot of baggage. Everybody's bringing in stuff from the old. And if we don't learn how to go through that baggage and deal with it, we won't get to the next level. But we are all trying to build empires around here. That's
right.
What I really feel that we need to be doing. And, you know, I'm just not I'm not of the school of thought to think that a queen can't run an empire by herself.
Right.
But if she should happen to find a king that's worthy,
right,
if a king should find her and want to collect and actually expand the empire that she has created on her own. You see, that's why we can't go into relationships 50-50. We have to go in whole. You know what I mean?
100%.
We have to bring 100%.
Yes.
If you bring 100% of what you have built and they bring in 100% of what they have built, look at how you have now been fruitful and multiplied.
Right.
That's what God wants. He does not need to have. Yes, yes.
Huh.
Go ahead.
And all of a sudden, then you can help others. And that's something that we need to continue to have in our minds. Like I said, that 100%. And it just makes it much, much better. And you can help others, you know, get to where you're going, you know, just that whole building and helping others build.
That is what the conferences are about. That's a beautiful thing. I'm so happy that, you know, you took that upon yourself to try to put something like that out there. Because, you know, you got a lot of people that say stuff like, oh, black love is dead and, oh, the black man, he's sorry, and the black woman, she mad. But at the end of the day, when we begin to channel our energy, come on now, you speaking the truth. You know, when we begin to channel our energy and control ourselves, cleanse those emotions so that we're not up here angry and lashing out about past issues. Cleanse that energy. Learn how to properly breathe. Do some yoga. That's some good stuff right there. I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you had a professional yoga person that was at that conference that was teaching people how to breathe. People think that's not too significant, but you know what? That's all we got is breath.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? That's the life force that we can breathe. And if we can take time for 10 minutes and just learn to calm down and breathe, we probably could talk to each other. You're right, Miss Virginia. We could talk to each other, and we can continue to build these empires without tearing each other down and destroying and having all this 50% of marriages ending in divorce. All marriages don't have to end in divorce. You just said that.
Right.
That was a beautiful statement. They don't have to. Even people who aren't married yet, but they're thinking about it. People are out there we are auditioning, folks. This is not a game. We're trying to see who are you worthy.
Right.
You know, and I don't feel bad at all. If I turn somebody down, well, you just wasn't. I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut. You are the weakest one.
Right.
Goodbye. Okay.
It's okay. That's
I have no problem.
Say, though. Right, that's healthy.
It's healthy. And for us to continue on and be great, we have to know what it is that we're getting involved with. So I think I applaud you for your conferences, because I've seen couples come in and just participate in some of those activities that you had prepared and everything like that. Folks went out, they came in and eager, anticipating something great. And I saw folks leave feeling good, had a good time,
learning
something. I saw it. I was a witness. That's why I wanted you to be on this show on this evening, so that you can help share what it is that you've been doing in Nashville, Tennessee. But what we get ready to do is we're going to take another quick commercial break. But don't worry, we're going to come back and we're going to keep talking about this topic. How do we balance work with the family so we can keep things moving, so we can keep the empire growing? This is a good conversation. And remember, if you want to call in, you call 713-955-0481. Press 1 and you can get in and talk to the host, talk to us. Be on the conversation. So we're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents the Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show. And please, tell a friend.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists, get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
And yes, we are back. I hope you got a chance to listen to those commercials and find out again what we're doing over here at Self-Help and Empowerment Talk Radio. Yeah, it's not just a bunch of women talking. We're actually trying to empower the generations to come. That's what we're trying to do. You know, you can teach a man, you know, one thing, and the man will teach maybe one person. But if you teach a woman, she's going to raise a nation. That's what's going to happen, because nations come from the womb of the woman. So that's what we're here for. You know the truth. So, Miss Eugenie, that we're so glad again that you stopped by to talk to us. So here we want to know about these T-shirts. You came up with some products, and, I mean, and outside of doing all these things, doing the emotional cleansing conference and doing T-shirts and stuff, how have you been able to balance with six children? One is in college, and I think one or two of them working in the real world, and you got a small child. Your youngest child is about, what, 4 years old?
Four, yes, ma'am, four.
Please tell us, how have you survived managing all this great stuff and still being the mama that they call hero? You know you're their hero now. You know you're Wonder Woman to them. How have you done it?
Well, take your time for 10. I know it sounds redundant, but that's what I do. That's why I promote taking 10 minutes every day. If I can take more than 10, but, you know, with a hectic life, working full-time, having a family, having to cook, having to clean, having to regulate, all you sometimes can do is take 10 minutes. And it doesn't seem like a lot, but you'll be surprised how 10 minutes can reset everything. And help you be functioning. Because sometimes as parents, I know our sister Dominique Townsend is the meltdown mom.
Yes.
I love her concept. And that's true. Sometimes parents have meltdowns. And she has a spouse. So, you know, you imagine those that don't have a spouse, how they melt, how we go through meltdown periods. But that taking their 10 minutes just to stop, even if you go 10 minutes in the bathroom, you know, go in your car, hey, go outside, dig on your nerves, go out in your car, lock the door, and take 10 minutes just to stop. You know, and 10 minutes, it's your whatever works best for you. Sometimes I may take 10 minutes and pray. I may take 10 minutes and cry. I may take 10 minutes and scream. I may take 10 minutes to look at the sky. I mean, just blank everything out. But
there
that really makes a major difference, that 10-minute piece, because that just helps you become present with yourself. And it's all about self-awareness, becoming aware with yourself, knowing who you are. And if that 10 minutes help you become conscious with what's going on.
Right.
You know, sometimes we want to just stay busy to avoid the truth of what's going on in our lives. But I say, no, take out that time to deal with your reality, even if it's ugly. because in doing that, you can go to the next level. But when you're living in denial, and you just keep going and keep going and keep going, eventually you're going to crash and burn. I've done that before. You know, you don't want to crash and burn because you can't be productive. You can't be your best self by crashing and burning.
Come on now.
And how we deal with stress depends on what our outcome is. You know, stress can cause sickness. A lot of people are sick in their body with cancer and other sicknesses because of stress, only because of stress, not because they're just bad people or in their family. Stress can kill you. Or you can allow stress to take you to the next level in a good way. It just depends on how you deal with it. So that's how I handle it. I take out time for 10. And that's why I put that with on my shirts, my T-shirts, and I stress that at my conferences and put that on my flyers and everything I do, even on my website, taking time for 10. Because that 10 minutes, it's life-changing. And, you know, it may be more. You could say, if you have more time than 10 minutes, hey, but usually on a break, they give you a 15-minute break. But it works. So from a 9 to 5, you get a 15-minute break. Take 10 minutes of that 15. Go pray. Go in the bathroom. Go outside. Walk around the building. Whatever you gotta do. Go out. You know, that 10 minutes will change your life. It can change your life. That's just my thing. That's how I cope. That's what helped me. I'm taking that 10 minutes.
That 10 minutes, I promise you, that's so inspirational because you know there are plenty of people that think that. It takes longer than that. They feel like, well, why is my change ain't coming? Well, you got to use those 10 minutes wisely. You know what I'm saying? Every time you get a minute to breathe and reset and don't do the negative. Because, you know, like I know, you know, I've had negative experiences. I've been divorced twice. So I've had some negative experiences. And sometimes all it takes is a minute for somebody to push the wrong button. The next thing you know, your life can change for the worse. But if you take, as you said, if you take them 10 minutes and learn how to just take a deep breath, think about what you need to do, think about your future, think about your children, think about what you're trying to accomplish, that will help you get through those mad moments because that's exactly what Miss Dominique, she's going to be one of these guests. Don't worry, we're going to get her on here too because she got a book and some more stuff. So we're going to have her. But she talked about that. She did talk about the meltdown mama. We all have meltdowns. Yes.
I think we have a caller. Can you take a call?
All right. Take a call.
I just don't want to ignore the caller.
No,
caller,
do not ignore the call.
Extension of 84. Get in on the conversation.
Come on in. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Tell us who you are.
There, I'm calling from out of Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir.
And so I would like to say that balance is that a lot of males on this planet as boys and females has become boys as well. What I'm basically stating is that a lot of females function out of a psychology. Their approach to life is coming out of a male psychology. And so it's like their disdain from the feminine balance of psychology. And it's basically a lot of women are stronger, but definitely not stronger but all on the rest of their body. So it's always good to have that feminine balance and a feminine approach to life because the woman has totally lost her voice on this planet. And so all I'm saying is that if you give a woman a little bit of food, some sperm, and come back in 9 months, she'll develop a fully grown human being. It's not good. It's not hard making a human. It's hard making a human being because everything that exists in a human being exists in this universe. So what I'm basically saying is that, what do you think make great business succeed? Is the balance of the woman, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, I thank you for calling and trying to bring that point across. You know, I really want to make sure that's clear for all our males that are out there. This is never a show that we say we don't need the males. We totally need you. And when the males learn to just kind of understand our energy and we begin to work together and balance everything, we can have some great things. We can create beautiful universes when we continue to work together and understand how powerful our energy is when it's combined. Thank you, Mr. Washington. I don't know if I got your name, but thank you so much for listening in to our segment on tonight and wanting to speak up and speak out about what we have to continue to do. We've got some strong energy, and you're right. We got to keep regulating it and balancing it and making sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to perpetuate our species as a human race, because you never know what the human race is going to come up against. You know what I'm saying? The human race is constantly up against different things, a force, violence of all over the universe. But thank you, young man, for calling in and being a part of the conversation. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I've never had a caller before. I feel special. I wish I had a whistle or something that I could blow. But what we have to do right now is get ready to wind down. And we have to again, thank Miss Eugenia Yvette and thank our guests for calling in and making a comment on this topic. Thank you for just listening, period. You know how many men don't care about what women talking about? For us to have men, period, listening, I hope we got men. Yeah. I want all of the men, because we're not trying to exclude y'all. We need you. We totally need you. And if we're all together, see how much of a beautiful universe we can create. So, Miss Eugenia, please tell us, because you got some couples events that are coming up that we can bring our king at, even if we're not married, somebody that we are. You might be auditioning. That's okay. Ain't nothing wrong. Audition that king. Make sure he got what it takes. Tell us how we can get in touch with you via social media or any other website. Tell us about how we can reach you.
You can reach me on any of the I'm on Periscope, and I don't know how to use it, but I'm on Periscope. Facebook primarily. People contact me mostly through Facebook. And on my website, EugenieVet.com, I promote that because people don't really know it exists. And I want people to give me feedback on that website, because I'm changing over webmasters, people that's working on my website. So I'm needing to need feedback. I would like some positive feedback, some negative feedback, any kind of feedback. I'm all open for it. So EugenieVet.com, please check it out. Give me some suggestions and feedback, but you can – contact me on there. You can contact me on Facebook. We will be doing some events this year before the year goes out for the Love Renew Conference. We haven't got the date set down yet in stone. And also the other one, dealing with stress and how we deal with stress, because that's very important to teach the techniques of relaxation and stress reduction.
Yes. Well, you know, Miss Eugenia, I know for a fact that you got a couple other products, as in you got a book that you're going to be coming out with real soon, and we're going to have you back on our show. We're going to have you back on our show to make sure you can tell everybody about the fabulous book that you have written, and that's how we do things here at She Talk Radio, self-help and empowerment talk. We try to make sure everybody has a platform to be able to share and be able to express themselves on the issues that we're trying to change the mindset of a whole generation. This is a radio station that's trying to change communication. So we want everybody to get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Naomi Ray, and we want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening. We're not done, but we're getting ready to make a transition. So we want to thank our guest for taking her time to call in and tell us about the work that she's been doing in the community. We thank that guest that called all the way from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for just taking the time to listen to what we say. So you guys keep on. Pay attention to the hashtag SheTalkRadio. It's some great things about to come along. So we're going to transition right quick and go into another segment of the program, but we want you to continue to listen in. I'm here every Monday from 6:30 Eastern Time to 7:30. If you are Central Time, that's 5:30 to 6:30. And you can always listen on blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Peace and love, and I'll see you soon.
This is Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host, and I'd like to thank my guests and all the listeners. We've just completed yet another fabulous episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.